back to the Virtual Light Broadcast. I thank Meg so much. I always love to listen to her words of wisdom. Everybody has something to offer during these times. So however you can, reach out to a person, call them, write them a letter, whatever, and share your thoughts and encouragement. We all need that. You know, now are the times to change up your life, lift your spirit. How do we do that? Easily said, right? But when we can actually take the ability to make it move forward, then we have our power back. Sometimes we get stagnant in our lives right now because we don't have anything to look forward to. But if you can change your routine, mix it up a little bit, that can lift your spirits. Just yesterday, Steve and I had some errands to run. We don't go out much. We really are working from home and doing home projects and, like many of you, just kind of separating ourselves from others. But sometimes you have to get out. So we went to the post office. And I told Steve, let's put our dog in the back of the car. She loves to go out for a ride. And, well, I went inside the post office. Steve stayed out with her and then went to another errand to drop off a deposit at the bank. And the dog was as happy as we could be. And we enjoyed the short ride ourselves. It was just a little different than our norm. And that's what we need to do. Whatever you can, change it up a little bit. Get to see surroundings. If you can get out in nature, that's the best thing in the world. We're very blessed that we have a beautiful yard that I do walk around and just enjoy listening to the birds and seeing the flowers bloom. It's quite a joy for me. You know, it's important to plan ahead. Do you remember when you were a child, especially, looking forward, anticipating Christmas? Oh, for months you would be just building up the days of excitement, planning what you wanted to do. I had something that I always did with our two sons. I would have a catalog of toys, and I'd say, go through the catalog and circle what you want, and then dream about it. And it was so fun for them. And then on Christmas morning, to see that they actually got something that they were wishing for. That is the fun of being a child. So bring back that inner child yourself and look forward to something. I know we're all on hold now. Life is being paused. But you can still plan. You can dream. I want to plan a vacation. I want to plan getting together with family members and friends. And I was just telling Steve, I miss having potluck dinners with friends where everybody would bring a dish and share it and just laugh and eat and have fun and play games. We'll get back to those times. But dare to dream. And even if your plans don't come into reality right at the moment or in the near future, just say, it's okay, I'll postpone, but I'll keep on thinking about those plans and making them even grander in my new plans. It's important for us to have that stimulation of moving forward and thinking life can be full of new adventures. So dream on and then see where it'll take you. Before you know it, we'll be able to make those plans real. So right now, I'd like you to just take a moment and close your eyes, if you would, please. I want to take you on a little journey, a relaxation. Breathe deeply. This is called silent sitting. When we make time to sit with ourselves, we become aware of the tremendous power we have inside of us. In silence, the strong feelings that crisis evokes can act as a doorway to the deepest part of ourselves. Be still. Let your mind drift into creating your future. Dreams do come true. Take the time to think about it, to feel it. We will all move forward and have more happiness than you can ever imagine. Make it so. Open your eyes. Take another deep breath. I hope you feel a little happier, a little bit more hopeful. That's the way to continue. shake your life up a little bit. However, in small ways you can do that will make a big, big difference. We'll be back with more of the Virtual Light broadcast with Allison Chester Lambert. See you then.